Hello, my name is Anna Wheeler. Today I will be talking about how money can't buy long-lasting happiness.
Money can only buy things. Money cannot buy experiences. Money can't buy memories. All in all, money cannot buy happiness. The reason I say this is, when you look back on your life, don't you want to be like, oh yeah, I lived my life to the fullest. I had so many good experiences. I had so many good friends. Like, I just did like everything I wanted to do in life. Or do you want to look back and be like, yeah, I was rich. I had some nice things, but like, I didn't really do anything with my life.
Would you rather live in a big house with fancy cars and no friends or good memories? Or would you rather live in a decent-sized house with a decent car with tons of friends and good memories? For me, I would definitely choose the second option. I would much rather have good friends and make good memories than not have them at all. Memories stay with a person forever, so why not make them good ones? Having a good, fun life is way more important than being rich.
It was the summer before 7th grade, and I was super happy because that meant I was getting a phone. I got the iPhone 7, and at the time, it was one of the newest iPhones. Well, a couple months later, the 8 came out. At my school, we have to put our phones in pockets. One day, in homeroom, before we put our phones up, Janie Duar came into school with the new iPhone 8. She was super happy and was showing my friends and I a couple cool things it could do. Then I wanted the 8. My little 7 didn't seem that cool anymore, and soon, the X came out. My friend Elena had just gotten the iPhone X. She came into youth group with her new phone and was showing us the camera quality and stuff like that. It made me really jealous, and it made me dislike my phone even more. The point I'm trying to make here is that while money can buy you short-term happiness, it can't buy you long-term happiness. The short-term happiness I'm talking about is you get it, you're happy with it for a while, but at the end of the day, you're not that happy about it, and it won't make you happy forever. Like with the whole phone situation. My phone started out as being good, but after a while, when new phones were coming out, I didn't like my phone as much. Instead of being thankful that I even had a phone, I started getting greedy and I just wanted a new one. But this wasn't the first time that this has happened. There have been many times where I want the newest piece of clothing or something like that. Sometimes I get it, and when I get it, I'm happy. But the happiness goes away after a while. It goes away after the new version comes out or the new style is out.